Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. I was talking today to some people and I realized that a lot of my life has to do with planning and planning and planning. And then all of a sudden, the moment comes, like the event, the gathering, the meeting, the appointment that I have with somebody. And then that creates this physical manifestation of everything that I planned. And I find that this to be really rewarding. It's like planning a dinner, having cooked it and served it and enjoyed it. And there's something about this feeling afterwards of being nourished on many different levels. I feel that the Breitenbusch Reiki gathering, or officially known as the Northwest Reiki Gathering, really does that to me. Somehow I feel nourished on all these different kinds of levels. And it isn't that I love the food there, but it's okay. It isn't that I could have wanted something different. Sometimes I do. But somehow, no matter what the part of my brain that would like for it to be different is doing, I still come away with this amazing feeling of being nourished, being cared for, and also being stimulated in some way. And I really appreciate this. And I appreciate the board of the Northwest Reiki Gathering because of their movement into really allowing Reiki to have a big part of the planning. It's like Reiki becomes this entity that they acknowledge, resource, and, of course, tap into whenever they need to. So today I have with me Gary V. Dorfer, and he's going to speak to us about his own Reiki path, how he got into Breitenbusch, and what his viewpoint is about the importance of this gathering in the world of Reiki. So Gary, thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I would love it if you could share with us your Reiki story.
Certainly. Reiki for me has been a long time part of my life. It began with, as often happens, it seems, in my life, a giant shift on most aspects of my life. I decided to leave the Midwest and go through Canada over to the East Coast, even though I was headed towards the West Coast, I thought. I kind of took a left when I wanted to take a right, but it turned out to be quite the perfect way to go. I ended up in the Washington, D.C. area, spent the night in an apple orchard after I hitchhiked there, and met a friend of a friend who was a Reiki master, and ended up staying with that person. And for a couple of weeks, two or three weeks, I became entirely immersed in this world of spirit and of healing and of Reiki.
When was this?
This was back in 1980.
1980? Are you kidding? Wow.
See, it seems like yesterday, but when I say how many years, it scares me.
Wow, that's incredible.
It doesn't seem real. I had done some hands-on healing, not knowing what I was doing before I left the Midwest. No training, it just sort of happened. And then when I came to meet these people in the Washington, D.C. area, I met spiritual people, intuitive people, Reiki people, massage therapists, everything you could possibly imagine. And it changed my life. So after a quick race back home to my previous home in the Midwest, I packed up one car and moved back with no purpose except to experience. And the experience has just continued. And I met more and more people involved in Reiki. And within a year or two, I actually had the privilege of meeting John Gray. And through a friend of mine, and did first degree with him back in 1980, I believe it was 82 or 3.
Wow.
And I just remember back then, we had groups of 50 people that would meet and just do Reiki. And I've been more and more people involved in Reiki. And with these people and working with that energy, I began a whole new life in relationship, in career, in location. No aspect went unchanged. And I did audit a second class with John Gray, and it was just a marvelous, marvelous experience. I had no idea that this world existed before I had ended up in that area. And as I worked with it, it became a deeper and deeper part of me. And it's when I finally had children, I just remember my oldest son, I do Reiki with him every day. And before he'd go to sleep or any other time, he just loved it. So it became a very integral part of what I did and who I was with and how I led my life. It led me in a way such that the career I was in at that time was no longer to my enjoyment. So I looked to what skills I had and changed paths. So, but using the Reiki as a guide, not trying to jump intellectually, not trying to jump totally mentally. I used, okay, what's my love? What's being guided to me? And listening. I did a lot of listening. That's one thing that Reiki has taught me, continuing through today, is to listen, get quiet and to listen and to use that energy to what it's telling me. And because of that, I entered a whole new phase of life, a whole new career, which, again, changed the direction of where I was and eventually brought me through a couple of different jobs and finally to Oregon.
So can I just jump in here for a minute?
Please.
So I'm just dying of curiosity to know what your past life was as far as work and what you moved to.
Before, I was a licensed high school and middle school teacher before 1980. Well, even after that, but I was actually working as a teacher before 1980. And then when I landed in the northern or the D.C. area, I worked as a substitute teacher. But then I ended up working in the computer industry as an industry, as a department manager in communications. And did that for a few years. And through corporate mergers and stuff like that, I ended up managing large proposals for the government of, you know, $100 million and stuff like that.
Wow.
But that whole life, the whole private sector computing industry was a very high intensity, much tension, tight deadline type industry. And
right.
It came out to be my love. It didn't fit with the energy I was working with. So aviation, because before that I had become a flight instructor to teach people how to fly airplanes, which is a love. I mean, it's just a fabulous. I still do it.
Wonderful.
But I shifted into managing airports out there in that area.
Out in the Washington, D.C. area?
Yeah, I managed a reliever to Washington Dulles.
Holy smokes.
I was the airport operations manager and department manager for a lot of departments of the private business that offered services at the airport, fuel, charter, all that, did some charter flying and things. And that was just lovely. I got to do a lot of flying, wonderful people, got to meet the father of the Queen of Jordan.
Wow. And,
yeah, he flew at our airport. And it was the airport that Arthur Godfrey used to fly out of.
Wow.
So there was a lot of history there. So aviation became a very strong thread in all aspects of my life because of my flying and my airport management and such. But then again, I felt, again, I was timed, after 10 years, it was time to leave. So this is like 1990. I've got two sons now, and I feel, and my life goes in cycles, and Reiki has really shown me how to pay attention to those cycles.
Right.
I've got 10-year cycles, 30-year cycles, that something changes into like a new phase, a new level, a new direction. And so in 1990, after 10 years, I knew it was time to leave. So I got this in my energetic field of, okay, time to go. Show me something. Show me the path. Give me some direction. So I'm working at the airport, and I pick up this newspaper, and an aviation newspaper. And in there, it showed that in Grants Pass, Oregon, there was a job opening or a business opportunity opening for a private business. And in my inimical thinking, I said, well, geez, maybe they need an airport manager. So I call them, and here I am, you know, 2,500, 3,000 miles away, call them up, and I get an interview. And they fly me out there. And I'd only been to Oregon once before. And I was headed to Washington, but I guess Oregon was close enough. So I flew to Southern Oregon and interviewed. And although I was a top candidate, they really didn't want – they wanted someone local who was cheap and part-time. So, that's okay. You know, so I stayed where I was for another year, and then they called me and said, you still want the job? The other guy quit, and it just didn't work out. So I took the job and moved to Southern Oregon. And there it was a stepping stone to where I am now in Salem, Oregon. I was only there for a year when, during that time, I met a guy who worked in the state who was managing the planning projects for airports for the state, said, hey, I'll be changing jobs. Why don't you apply? So I did. And I'm just constantly feeling this whole energy. You know, down there, I worked with Reiki and other things, although there weren't too many people that I knew that were involved with Reiki in Southern Oregon at the time. So it was a little pretty much me and my family for the most part. But I got to meet a lot of people, and then I moved up to Salem and got the job with the state. And one thing that Reiki has allowed me to do, I guess, is sort of speak in a way that is not so guarded and just put out my thought.
Right.
And when I was interviewing, the second interview in Salem with the manager at the time then, he was having an issue with one airport, and there was a lot of political talk about it, and he had interviewed other people, of course, and then he said, well, okay, here's this airport. They want to put this big non-airport friendly construction next to it. What would you do with the airport? And I said, well, you can do a couple things. Either you could stop that, or you could sell the airport for a lot of money and move it someplace else. No one else had ever said that.
Right.
Because that's heretical, essentially.
Right.
To say, sell the airport. And so he hired me. And I moved to Salem, brought my whole family, and my sons are getting older, and my youngest son used to sit with me when I would do Reiki and meditate and stuff, and just sit with me and be in the energy. And my oldest son, whenever he'd go to bed, he'd have Reiki. And up in Salem, then, there was a few more people. But I wanted to be more involved, and at that time, I couldn't find the type of group that I felt comfortable with. I was a little frustrated. There were some people around that did Reiki, but their philosophy was different than mine. It just didn't resonate well. So I just was with this, I was with just my family and then a few other people that I knew. And then I had another time for a major change. And I'm not going into details how that all happened, but every phase of my life changed. And it was interesting because an intuitive friend of mine, who eventually moved to Hawaii, said, take Tai Chi, it'll change your life. Okay, I had done Aikido, I had done karate, I had done jujitsu. So that sounded like a great idea. But years later, I actually acted on it because I had changed a job and other life aspects. And I'm walking around this area years later after changing my job. And then there's this little house on the corner across from my office building that says massage, Tai Chi, you know, acupuncture. And I went, oh, that sounds good. So I started studying with this woman in Tai Chi, and a lovely lady, wonderful. It's basically me or me and another person. So it's kind of like a private lesson. And I started talking to her and said, you know, I'm really trying to find people who do Reiki in this town. I've been having a really hard time that I could be part of a group. And she said, oh, this group meets at my house, that my husband's part of. And I go, wow, that's really great. So this woman's prediction about Tai Chi changing my life changed it in ways I could never imagine.
Oh, do tell.
I went to this meeting, and it was there were a lot of people there in this person's house, and it was like only 3 blocks from my office. It was like, this is incredible. And it was there, and I already had, you know, second degree, which I had initiated back in the 90s, and had been doing more of that. Kind of skipped over that. I kind of became initiated because I was already doing the second degree without knowing it when another Reiki master told me that. So then I got initiated, second degree. But go back to the more present time. I went to this Reiki group and met all these wonderful people and who are still friends. And the the person's group, who it was, has become a very special person in my life. It's because of meeting her, I have a new direction and a deepening that has just accelerated because of this person I met. I became involved in Reiki with many more people. I became part of this group, which is still, I'm still part of. And I became aware at that time then of the Northwest Reiki Gathering, which I really hadn't heard of before for some reason. And once I was at the, heard about the gathering and immediately started attending, I was then able to meet this whole world of Reiki people of all degrees, levels, nationalities, experiences, cultures, which is one of my favorite things in life to do, is meet people that are from everywhere and have done everything and are just so interesting.
Great.
That, from that time on, it has opened me as a person. It, because of my upbringing, was rather conservative in my relationship with people. because I didn't want to reveal myself as much. Because as a kid, it really wasn't safe. Or even as in my youth, teens and 20s, it just wasn't that safe because of my feelings and my beliefs and my experiences with spirituality and Reiki and our inner being.
Right.
And when I started going to the gathering, that all started changing. And after I met this person, all that started changing. And once I started with that, then I was able to go to the, because of all these changes, I then was able to experience the Reiki Alliance and the International Conference. And that time, that experience was deeply healing. Before we left for the travel to the gathering or to the conference, stuff started working on me a couple weeks ahead of time and continued through it and onward since that, subsequent to that. The healing was tremendous. I got to meet you, I got to meet Paul Mitchell, I got to meet so many other people that I dearly love. And for that experience, I am extremely grateful. I just had no idea prior to that time the depth of the healing, the depth of the opening, the ability for me to open to who I was, to who I am, was incomprehensible. I had no idea. And that path has just increased and broadened, and to the point where I could no longer just be a participant. I like doing as much as I like being. I just have this energy that I love to help. I love to be of service. And so I started volunteering at the gathering. I started becoming more involved as much as I could, to where when I was invited to be on the board, it was almost like, oh no. I had to think about that, because to me that was a major step. But as I sat with the energy, worked with the energy, it became clear that that was the way that I had to do it. And so I agreed to be on the board. And as I look back on the timeline through all that, it was like a major shift way back in the early 1980s. And then as I became more involved in basic life of family, career, job, all the, you know, normal things of life, where Reiki may had a quiet flow underneath, where it really wasn't out front, but I gained all this life experience while the Reiki was the undertone. And then when the timing was right, and timing has been so crucial to me to understand that opportunities all of a sudden appear that I had no idea would exist. I had no idea existed. And boom, I was able to see it. I was able to accept the offering, accept the opportunity, and delve into it. And even to the point where when the Reiki Alliance had their most recent gathering or a conference in Canada, I knew I had to go. I had to. And what happened there was the most recent surprise.
Uh-huh. I can't wait.
I kind of skipped over my mastery initiation.
Right. Well, I wanted to go back there because you went to an Alliance conference earlier. What year was that?
I believe it was 2006, and that's when I was a second degree and I was a volunteer.
Oh, and you came to Idaho.
I came to Idaho.
Oh, that was incredible.
That's what, as I had earlier mentioned, a powerful, powerful experience, a deep and profound healing and opening that allowed me to open up more since then. It opened up me to the ability to be who I am now. Uh-huh. If I hadn't done that, if I had not had that experience, the path would have been much different.
Uh-huh.
It was, well, since we're there, and that's where I met you, I met Paul, who's been a major influence in my life, a wonderful friend. And I also met Wanya and Annalie Tuan.
Uh-huh.
And many, many others. But those three have so wonderfully provided guidance, love, and teaching to me that I'm forever grateful for them.
Mm-hmm.
And Wanya and Annalie became very good friends immediately. And knew that's where even though I had wanted to and intended to become a master, a Reiki master in this particular lineage, I knew the other lineages existed, the other styles, but I did not resonate with them like I did with this. I was initiated by John Gray, and to me, this was the way, my path. This is the way that I resonated. This is the way that was of my heart and of my soul. And when I met those three people, all that became clear.
Uh-huh.
And then 4 years later, after meeting Annalie and Wanya, after much, much internal sightseeing, internal searching, dealing with many aspects of myself that were in the past inhibiting or controlling, or were very important to me, but in retrospect needed to be, and the chains needed to be released. Like they were limits that kept me from being who I am. I had to, when I finally asked Wanya and Annalie absolutely to initiate me at that, to come to that decision, I internally had to experience or had myself experience a lot of growth through pain. I had to be willing on every level to give up fear. I had fear of losing friendship, losing love, of betraying people, of being disloyal, of being just a bad person, and to give up everything that I believed in and to everything I had.
Wow.
That thought came very clearly to me one day before I actually could do that, was, okay, I have to be willing to give up everything. Now, in reality, I didn't. But internally, because of fear and logic and all those sorts of things that were in me, that had to happen. And so I made the decision with much trepidation. And went up to Canada where she lived, where they lived, where she had her 30th anniversary gathering of her Reiki masters. And there were like 50 people there from Canada and Europe. I was the only American she had initiated. So I was there amongst a lot of people who I didn't know. So I really had to face my fears. And it was a growth experience for me to step out of the comfort of just this normal life that I had been leading and step more into mastery, what I consider to be mastery. The four-year journey was very difficult getting up to that point because I really had to soul search internally who I was, what I was, what I wanted, and who I wanted to be in the world. And when I made that decision, everything became clear of what I had to do. I lifted the fog of my doubt, of my fears, of my worry, of my concern. You know, I probably violated every precept or principle during that period, of being angry, of, you know, that of worrying, etc. You know, it was a difficult time, but it turned out to be a joyous experience and the absolute one, because since then, that was in 2010, that my life has changed in beautiful ways. I have been able to open to the world to who I am and to feel who I am in the world and like it and enjoy it. I haven't had to give up anything except some of those fears.
Mm-hmm. Wow, amazing story.
You know, and fast forward with, you know, that's when I got on the board of the Reiki Gathering, and then I went to Canada for the gathering, I mean for the conference, and there where I had just wanted to be a participant, I ended up because I knew people and people on the board, I became unwittingly a volunteer, which I hadn't planned to be.
A volunteer.
So I got to participate in more than just in an active way. And that whole experience just, we went around at the end and said, you know, in one word, what has been your experience? I actually have two words, deepening and broadening. It's like walking from a cave and all of a sudden onto a cliff, and all of a sudden there's this whole world in all directions that was not seen before. It was like my view, my energy, just a doorway opened to a whole new reality, a whole new direction. And it was extremely wonderful and powerful. And the other aspect of going up there, it was in 1980 that I went to D.C. My first stop was Montreal, Canada, where I had met people when I lived in the Caribbean and sailed boats. To finish that cycle so I could move forward, after the board was meeting afterwards, I drove to Montreal and spent 2 days.
Uh-huh.
Closing that 30-year, roughly 30-year cycle, 33, but roughly that 30-year cycle of what was, so I can easily, without baggage, enter into a new cycle of life.
Wow.
So it's just been this constant expansion of everything, to the point where right now I'm working with a colleague, another Reiki master in Portland, to try and bring the conference, the TRA conference, to Oregon, so we can put a proposal into the board soon. I had no intention of that before the meeting, but it just all came in. I was hearing all these things in my head about what to do, what could be, and what is. And so by the time I got home, I had an entire worksheet of things that needed to be done to try and put a proposal in and run a conference for the TRA.
Uh-huh.
And it's just listening and mastership and working with students it's a different experience than when I was at second degree because of the way I've allowed it and the way it has chosen to work with me.
So wait, Gary, so now I'm confused. So you have decided for next year to put a proposal into the Reiki Alliance for their conference in Portland?
I should have said the year, 2015.
2015. Okay.
Yes.
So then I'd like to just kind of segue into something. So the Reiki Alliance, we're talking about community. It's kind of our overall arching theme. And the Reiki Alliance is another community, a master community, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Can you say more about that for you?
I would love to. The theme for this 2013 Northwest Reiki Gathering, we are woven together in the oneness of Reiki, which speaks, although not using the word, of community. Together we are in Reiki. We are all one, and we're all together. And the theme that came to me for the 2015 gathering was, and we haven't agreed exactly on the terminology, we haven't proposed it to the board yet, but it's together we live our dream.
Mm.
With the underlying thing is that we all have individual dreams, we have community dreams, we have worldwide dreams. And together, in community, in cooperation, in love, and in Reiki, we can have and be all we want to. And that's one thing that's really happened to me since becoming a master, even more so than before, which has always been there, but this has just intensified it, where we are all community. The Reiki community, everyone I know I love, everybody is just fabulous. We are all unique. We all have our foibles, but I dearly love everyone. And together we can achieve so much for ourselves individually, but also communally. Community to me is a really strong theme. And that's, I guess, one reason why I really like working with people of different cultures, of different countries, because it brings perspective, it brings newness, it brings a different perspective to the situation, to the energy, that only enhances what we are doing. And with that kind of perspective, if everybody in the world had that perspective, what a great place this would be. Given our uniqueness and our individual needs and desires, when we work down into who we are in the depths of our own being, we really all want the same thing. We all sort of manifest it differently once we start layering beliefs and cultures and financial situations as if I know. But in the bottom, we as in the human race really all want the same basic things. And if we can all get to that in a sense of community, we will all be very much happier. And with the Reiki gathering, to me, that is community. Working with the board has been a wonderful experience. Even as we change individuals, you know, the energy changes, but we're working together. And as long as we stay working as a team, working in community, working in Reiki, everything works out. And one thing we did this year that was differently for this year's gathering was we invited everybody to send Reiki to the board and to the gathering as we worked through the process of developing this year's gathering, and we are going to continue to do that this next year, which is my last year on the board.
Just a sec, Gary. So you've segued now back into the Northwest Reiki Gathering, and I just want to give people an idea of where you are. So what does community mean to you? What are the benefits of community in a Reiki life? And for example, you know, what do you get out of being a community member in the Northwest Reiki Gathering community?
Mm-hmm. It's family. You know, community, the community with the Northwest Reiki Gathering feels like family.
Uh-huh.
Some individuals, or many of the individuals, I only see once a year in our busy lives. And that's at the gathering. And it's like we immediately connect as we just left off, but with this gap of information to catch up on, what's happened in our lives. There's a friendship. There's an ongoing friendship. There's the feeling of being and giving love continuously, even if you don't see the people or don't even talk to the people. It's being part of a community that is based upon love, based upon acceptance, based upon service, based upon the serving the wellness of the community and of the individuals within that community. It is an important gathering. It's like a family gathering every year.
Uh-huh.
Get together, we share Reiki, we share a story, we chat in our free time, we just experience everybody, every individual, and the energy. And it's rejuvenating. It's reconnecting. It's for some people, you know, going to the spa is like rejuvenating and wonderful for the soul, for the self. This is like that. It's rejuvenating. It's healing. And I've had experiences at the gathering that have taught me deep things. It's taught me the depth of the land. It's taught me the depth of the principles. It's taught me how to work with people that may have some different perspectives than me, but as long as we work in the energy, that's okay. We can achieve what we want to achieve and still be who we are in the situation. Mm-hmm. And actually, I've experienced coming to a friendship, whereas in other worlds, in other ways, I say maybe the corporate world where I came from, that it never would have happened because the energy is not the same in that world.
What do you mean by that? Do you mean that you can be friends with people that you have differences of opinion in Reiki and you can't in a corporate world? Or I didn't quite get that part.
Okay. I've been in the private sector, the corporate world, and government most of my life.
Uh-huh.
One or the other. And for my way of looking at that, in my experience, is that in that world, people have many agendas, their personal agendas, their professional agendas, and a lot of the decision-making and a lot of the interrelationships come from the mind, are mental, and are not based upon heart-based or energetic-based sources.
Uh-huh.
So if we have difficulties in that environment, I tend to experience that I'm really not a friend with that person. I can work with them professionally, but I really don't want to have anything else to do with them otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Reiki world, in the gathering world, it's even though someone may have different opinions, if we can put personal agenda aside, come out of the mind, work from the heart, and work in Reiki, that Reiki teaches us, allows us to flow, and guides us so that we can achieve our goals. And working in that environment, I can come to appreciate more and to actually have a friendship with that other person, where if we were working in an office, that may not have happened.
Uh-huh.
Because I could really feel who that person is and who they are. And they are doing the same thing. So I can develop relationships easier with a broader range of people than my experiences that I can in the other non-Reiki world.
Right. Interesting. So as a member of the board of the Northwest Reiki Gathering, you all have meetings to do planning and so on for each year?
Yes, we do. In fact, we're having our first meeting for the 2014 gathering in just 2 weeks here.
Uh-huh.
At my home in Salem. We'll be meeting here for 1 to 2 days. We had a little impromptu meeting after the gathering. Reiki just led us into a whole new experience, and so it gave us a jump start, which was wonderful. It was really, really great based upon our experience in the gathering and the opportunities presented. So we're going to meet in 2 weeks and discuss these things, and then we'll meet. We try to meet in person. Last year we had to do some Skypes because some of us had some illness issues and other issues that kept the full group from getting together a couple of times. But we'll be meeting a number of times right up through June of next year, of 2014. And in there will be some ad hoc Skypes and thousands of emails.
Right, thousands. And in stepping back, since you've been to the Reiki Alliance conferences, which are international, of course, and there are, I mean, the Northwest Reiki Gathering has, in its past anyway, I know, attracted people from different countries and lots of different states of the United States and Canada and sometimes Mexico. I'm just wondering, what place do you see the Northwest Gathering holding in the bigger community we might call the global Reiki community? Do you have a sense of that?
Yes, I do. And it's all my life I've felt very the world is inclusive. Like, there isn't separation anywhere.
Uh-huh.
I've always felt this underlying energy that connects everything. And as I've become a Reiki master, as I've had more experience working as a Reiki master with the gathering of the Alliance folks and other people internationally, I feel that we are all one community. And I really want and hope that the international organization, the TRA, the Northwest Reiki Gathering, and other groups that exist around the world in our lineage can somehow come to a community status. I really believe the gathering can both enhance the international organization, and I believe that the international organization can enhance the gathering, because we all serve the same purpose, and I believe that having a connection that's more active and more synergistic would greatly value all people in Reiki and everybody who is in as well, because the energy, I believe, would be that much more powerful because it would be connected much more directly and clearly under all levels. And I don't know how, I don't have a sense on exactly what mechanism that would be, but I certainly feel that connection, and that there should be, in whatever mechanism is appropriate and workable, that should be explored and implemented. I just feel very, very strongly about that. And even if there's groups that are locally, like just in Portland or just in Salem, that I just see this interconnected web of all these groups. And I really also too have a strong sense that I believe having a focal point, geographic focal point in a power place on this planet where our lineage can be held is also important. I think it gives it a manifestation in the temporal, the physical world that can help ground it, and then maybe that can help be the impetus for all these other aspects of the web to be connected more easily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. So we're just about out of time, if you can believe it. That was that amazing story you wove there. I'm just wondering, I know this seems kind of silly, but do you know what your future is going to be? I mean, do you have a vision for your own path in Reiki and where it will take you? Is there something that you feel drawn to do next?
That's a really big question. And I have to say yes, but I can't have total clarity. Quick side note, one thing that has happened as I've come into mastery, things that I want start to manifest more quickly.
Uh-huh.
One is because I became a massage therapist just before I became a Reiki master, which was part of this whole synergistic thing. I was also looking for a shamanic teacher. And what happened is that I've got a Lomi teacher on Hawaii, and I've got a Hawaiian spiritual teacher on Maui, and a hula teacher who is willing to have me study with him on the Big Island. And Hawaii and the Hawaiian culture and working with energy on Maui and the Big Island are very prevalent in my future. And one thing that's very interesting, when I was studying with these teachers, they kept saying, oh, that's Reiki, because they understood that I was a Reiki master. And because of the way I worked, both my Hot Stones Lomi Healy teacher and the regular Lomi just said, oh, that's Reiki, you know, because they recognized it. That's guided me down that path. But I also want to become more involved in, even though I'm going off the gathering board, I want to stay involved in some way. I'll probably continue to volunteer.
Uh-huh.
I did not have this intention before Canada, but I want to become more involved with the TRA in whatever way. I hope we can provide a winning proposal so we can bring people here to this area. I think it would be magnificent. I think we could present a wonderful conference. If Reiki calls me to stand for the board at some point in the future, I will consider that deeply. I want to be more and more active in the world of healing.
Wow.
Within the next year or two, I'll be retiring from my office job, continuing with my Reiki practice, with my massage practice. And I just want to be more and more involved in my Hawaiian connections and in the international Reiki connections, and just involved in the energy work of all of this.
Wonderful. Well, the global community needs people like you who are going to be out there and willing to put their oar in, as they say, to really do things and to be a part of things. And I think that's great. Good for you.
Yeah, I really want to be actively involved in whatever levels Reiki calls me, in whatever ways the opportunities present themselves.
Great.
That's my dream.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Gary, for everything, for your sharing and for your story, and also for bringing a new perspective to this show about community. Thank you.
Community is important. It's these days I feel It's very, very important.
Great. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.